Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 Eretto, Havarim, Havarim here. The Monday podcast here, the second day of the Shabuah right here. We're in the sixth sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. We're in the Torah reading and feeding known as Toldot, Toldot, Toldot. What is Toldot? Toldot is the generations. Here we get the birth of Esau and Yaakov, Esau and Jacob. We're going to ride up right here for the first, day of the working week, you know what I mean? But the second day of Jah week, you know, here the Monday, Ministry Monday podcast here on the Inn and the Iris. So first things first right here, we have the evening psalm that's appointed here for the second day. The Monday was called the Monday. Psalm 48, a Zion chant right here. Let's rise up the chant.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, 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 guide forever,
forever. See the next lyric right there in Amharic. Yes,
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So nobody post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion born, right? Do it.
መዝሙር 47 በቅንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለች። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ ባምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋና ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው። የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ከበቧ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ። ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ። በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ። ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ተነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው። እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion. In kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi yihun inatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
The Most High Jah, deliver me. To my troubles and trials, he comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me. To my troubles and trials, he comfort me. Don't prepare a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. That I anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Nothing but the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt is thinking it no fear, uno judgment is lying near. The Most High Jah, deliver me. To my troubles and trials, he comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me. To my troubles and trials, he comfort me. He get rough on you them, Babylon you want to shoot them. Tell him a Bobo he'll go make Emmanuel recruit them. Them never know when me a trot, when me used to step it with me back. Me spot them a susu and a trot, and I can't look me name. Tell me I go trot them that the lane. Them a set up for me, but me give man can't claim. Deep in at them, tell them I go shame. The Most High Jah, deliver me. To my troubles and trials, he comfort me. The Most High, deliver me. To my troubles and trials, he comfort me. Don't
prepare a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. Just a anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Nothing but the pressure where we bear, how we deal with the struggle out there. Who no corrupted thinking it no fear, who no judgment is drawing near. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials, He comfort me. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials, He comfort me. Deliver me into my troubles and trials, He comfort me. The Most High Jah deliver me into my troubles and trials, He comfort me.
Yes, 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 Fountain Moja, Most High, come for me. Here, I lament.
Selassie is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the King beside me. I lament, set it, boom!
I settle with the Most High, Most High, for everything you do. The Most High, I'm on by your life,
this is where I'm going.
Man a chant and wherever you planted, feel like when creation the bingy man standing. Hey, Babylon and them up for your bastards. Man a rebel, feel like nothing in a just see me rampant. Enough time to Lucifer and try to tempt me. Enough time me could abide the dreams of the Bentley. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you done said me, cause on the island of them you can't ask me.
You're into the Most High,
but shanty come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High Jah. And this is what man a pray for, cause life is a treasure. If not belong backward, belong to Caesar. Sure when me come to me, go dash with my Caesar. They don't have no precept, no for them moving to Pisa. Even them my artists can't even speak more than a cheaper. Them just ask the luck, they start one speed, move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is
I am
in the Most High, Most High Jah, for everything you do.
I'm
not chanting wherever you're planted.
one is Tabeah. El Elyon, Yistabeah, Most High Power be praised. Hear, hear, hear another Most High tune. El Elyon, Yistabeah, be praised. Isis, Isis, Chronics, come forward.
Let's go.
I and I carry you, Jaja, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand in a Jaja, never let me go. I and I walk with you, Jaja, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand in a Jaja, never let me go. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the Most High, I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in paradise, I not left out the Most High. Take my hand, Oja, could you walk with me? I'm alone, Oja, could you talk with me? You are the reason me not in the market. And you give me peace now me heart all when me get rich. And I'm three bodyguard and some big bad dog in me heart. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the Most High, I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in Tapara. On my way to school, carry Jaja with me. All in the classroom, carry Jaja with me. Oh, you mean? In every lane and every creepy and corner, still I see you, yes, see my fimi dan dada. From me a little bit of pitney one order, for all when me son grandfather. I and I still a walk with the same, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the Most High, I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in Tapara, I not left out the Most High. So I better walk with me and talk with me, cause no matter how much I walk with, without Jah, you start to rise with. So walk with me,
yeah, yeah,
and talk with me,
yeah.
Don't want them nuclear power,
no.
Down to the very last hour, I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still now,
don't go with the Most High,
no, let go. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere. Now let go.
Walk with the Most High, El Elyon Yistabeah. Kedamam, Hannah Selassie, my skin. Can't leave out the sisters and the daughters. Them here, here, here. Desiree, Most High, El Elyon
Yistabeah.
Study, the sixth one here, the new semester right here, known as Toldo, generations, the birth of Esau and Yaakov, Esau and Jacob. But first, let's keep the fire blazing right here. Job come on, and Ninja Man.
Jabka yes, production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Jabka man. Alongside Ninja Man. Beat him in one. That's about 10 and go. This is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire, Babylon.
Sure,
every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my world is Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, text the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my world is Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, tell the song. Say the Lord, I'm a light and I'm a salvation. Inna God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a the dirt that fear I stand. And all along I think in sand. Job, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Chapter man outside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Kaya don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side leaders to pull up selector. When they come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them a must understand.
Chapter man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hot.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen, Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Balls, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them, you have a balls. Fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with you understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them contention.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every
time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon.
Babylon where you worship Satan. Son Babylon, everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Son Babylon, now with them when not a blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Son Babylon, show them love. Oi, where them a see? Babylon man take the earth from to me.
Yeah,
the sound I come from east Babylon and west, and the summer come from north and south.
Yes, yes, yes. Sarifa Aish. Fire burning, Sarifa Aish. Hey, hello, throwback tune radio. This is the Kalandi Subterranean Homesick Blues. Like this tune here, we're going to ride up with Jacob and Esau, Perth, and this Toled. Toledo, Toled, Bamarinya, the Hebrew Toledo generation. But here first, Homesick Blues.
Medicine on those on the pavement, burning off the for government, the man in the trench coat. Bad joke, laid off, lazy, get a bad call, wanna get made of. Look out, cheat em, it's talking you need em. Time don't spend, but you're doing it again. You died down the alleyway looking for a new friend, the man in the coon skin chow. In the big pen, wants $11 bills, you only got 10. I'm sweet for the face, full of black suit, darting the teeth of plants in the bed, but the phone stops anyway. Why'd you say that? But many say they must be an early mail order from the DA. You need them. Don't matter what you need them. Walk on your tiptoes. Don't try, no, those better stay away from those that carry our own firehouse. Keep up, he knows what those plain clothes. They don't need a weatherman to know it's where the wind blows. Well, I'm around a link, well, things fell hard to tell if anything don't sell. Fire, get bar, get back, right rail, get Jason Bell. Don't stop, you don't fail. So cheat, you're gonna get beat by users, cheaters, seek time losers, hang around faces. Girl by the whirlpool, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, watch your fuck meter. Get born, keep warm, girls, come learn to dance. Get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success. Please learn to please me, baggy, don't steal on top. Please, 20 years schooling, I'm the food and the day shit. So look out, kid, they keep it all lead. You come off on the dog, don't like yourself or fire yourself. Wear your sandals, like a five of candles. Don't wanna be a bum, get yourself a gunner. The prop don't work, cause the bandit is yonder.
So here, this right here for this sabbatical here. We're in the sixth sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong Toldo generation. So from low degrees to high degrees, let's focus on the basics right here.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ah, Yisrael, Simi, Ethiopia, Hoy, Simi. Ah, Yisrael, Simi, Ethiopia, Hoy, Simi. Here. Shabbat Toldot. Here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, first reading, the first up offering here for this Shabbat Toldot. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshis, Genesis chapter 25, here at verse 19, the generations of Yitzhak, here, Shema Yisrael. Ve'ele toldota Yitzhak ben Abraham, Abraham holid et Yitzhak. And these are the generations, toldot, and these are the generations, ve'ele toldota Yitzhak. And these, the generations of Isaac, of Yitzhak, ben Abraham, son of Abraham, Abraham's son. Abraham holid et Yitzhak. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac, Yitzhak, was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, to Isha, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Yitzhak entreated Jehovah for Ishto, for his wife, because she was barren. And Yehovah and Jehovah, he who be, who he be, was entreated of him. And Rebekah, Ishto, Eshto, Oseto, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus, like this? And she went to inquire of Yehovah, of Jehovah, and Yehovah and Jehovah said to her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, and he who be, who he be, said to her, why Yomari, Yehovah, Laha, two nations are in thy womb, Shnei Goyim, De-Bit-Neich, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels, Ushnei Leumima Mia Meya Aich Yiparedu, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, Ul Oma Mil Oma Ye Emat, and the elder shall serve the younger, Wirab Ya Itmod Sa'ir. The birth of Esau and Yaakov, verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau, and they called his name Esau. With Yetzei Ha-Rishon Admoni Kulo K'Ademet Se'ar Vayikareu Shemo Esau. Esau. And the first came out red, and the first came out Admoni. Ha-Rishon Admoni. Vayetzei ha-Rishon Admoni Kulo K'Aderet K'Aderet, all over, like a hairy garment. Kulo K'Aderet Se'ar. And they called his name Vayikareu Shemo Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name Shemo was called Yaakov. And Yitzhak and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. With Achreya Kena Yatza Achiu With Yado O Chazet O Chazeta Ba Ikav Ba Ikav Esau. And after that came forth his brother. And his hand, with Yado, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel. With Yado, Ochezeta ba Ekeva, Esau. And his name was called Jacob, and his name was called Yaakov. Wayikara Shemo Yaakov. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. The sale of the birthright. The sale of the birthright, verse 27. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Yaakov, and Jacob, was a plain man dwelling in tents. Wayigedelu, and they grew ha ne arim. Wayigedelu, and they grew ha ne arim. And the boys grew. Wayehi Esau waisha yo dea sa'id. And Esau was a cunning hunter. Was a man that was a cunning hunter, a man of the fields, Ish Sadeh, a man of the fields, and Jacob, Yaakov, with Yaakov, Ish Tam. And Jacob was a quiet man, with Yaakov, Ish Tam. And Jacob was a perfect man, a quiet man, Yoshev or Halim, dwelling in tents. And Yitzhak and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sowed pottage. And Esau came from the field. And he was faint. And Esau said to Yaakov, feed me, I pray thee, I, with that same red pottage. For I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Therefore was his name called Adam, Edom. Vayomer Esau illa Yaakov, halla yateini na minaha Adom, ha Adom. And Esau said to Yaakov, to Jacob, vayomer Esau illa Yaakov, let me swallow, I pray to I, some of this red pottage, for I am faint. Vayomer Esau el Yaakov, halla yateini na min ha Adom, ha Adom, hazeh ki ayef anoki al kena karo shemo Edom. Therefore was his name called Edom. Then Yaakov and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Vayomer Yaakov, mikra kayom et bikorateka li. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Vayomer. Vayomer Yaakov, mikra. And Jacob said, sell me first thy birthright. Vayomer Yaakov, mikra kayom et bikoratika li. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall the birthright do to me? And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do? Shall this birthright do to me? Vayomer Esau, hine anoki holech lamut with lama zeli abikora. And Jacob said, swear to I this day. And he sweared to him. And he sold his birthright to him. Vayomer Yaakov, He shava'ah li kayom. Vayishava lahu waya yima kor eta bekorato li yaikob. And Jacob said, swear to me first. And Jacob said, swear to me first. Why yaikob? Why yaikob? And Jacob, slika, why yomer yaikob? And saying, yaikob, he shava'a li, swear to me first, kayom. Swear to me first, kayom, this day. Why yishava? Why yishava? And he swore to him. Why yishava? Lawu. Why yimakor eta bekorato li Yaakov. And Jacob and Yaakov, why Yaakov? And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. So Esau, and like this, Esau despised ha bekorah, despise the birthright, despise his birthright. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 26, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to Yitzhak, to Isaac. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Yitzhak went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And Yahuwah and Jehovah appeared to him and said, go not down into Mitzrayim. Go not down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, into Kemet. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee, the I of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, the I, and will bless thee, the I. For to thee, the I, and to thy seed, Zarekah, the I race, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear to Abraham, Abikah, Abraham thy father, and I will make Zarekah, the I see, the I race, to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to Zarekah, the I see, the I race, all these countries. And in Zarekah, and in the I see, the I race, shall all the nations of the earth, of the earthly plain, be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni, hear for the second Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering, here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generations, the lapse of Yitzhak, the lapse of Isaac. Why Yesheva Yitzhak be Gerar? And Isaac dwelt. Why Yesheva Yitzhak in Gerar? Be Gerar. In Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of Eshto, asked him of his wife, of his woman. And he said, she is Achoti, Hitte, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is Eshti. He feared to say that she is my wife, Esheti, Oseti, she is my Isha, my woman. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebecca, because she was fair, Aitavo, beautiful. She was a beauty to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Yitzhak, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, Ishto, Oseto, and Isaac was sporting. And behold, Isaac, Yitzhak, was sporting with Rebekah, Esheto, his Isha, his wife. And Abimelech called Yitzhak, Isaac, and said, behold, of a surety, she is Ishteka. She is the I Isha, Oseteka, the I wife, the I Isha. And how, saidest thou, she, Achoti, she is my sister. And Yitzhak and Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done to us, to I and I? One of the people might lightly have lying with Hishteka, or Steka, with the I Oset, with the I Isha, with the I wife. And thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us, upon I and I. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man, or Ishto, or Esheto, or Seto, or his Isha, or his wife, shall surely be put to death. Then Yitzhak, then Isaac, sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, He who be, who he be, blessed him, 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 blessed. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat
the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, Behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how saidst thou she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, Because I said, Lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might likely have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.
Yes, yes, yes. Here for this sabbatical study, we have Jacob and Esau. Pay attention to that word there about a grief of mind. Esau, you know, a grief of mind to his mother and to his father right there, But let's write it right here. Speaking about brothers in the narrative, Esau and Jacob. But also in the previous, the fifth sabbatical study, we had Chaye Sarah. And in the Haftarah, we had Adonijah and Solomon. I'd like to reason some more from the Ethiopic perspective, coming forward, forward.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat. purposes. I'm going to hear once again, give thanks, Brother Ross, Chaber Shelanu, Aina Associate Company Band, the band of brothers right here on the Ed and the Irish. For the Haftarah reading, Brother Ross, Sahar Ahad, we're going to hear this again and then go into local reasoning right here for continuity purposes. We had some brothers before in the Haftarah, Adonijah and Solomon. And also the connection with the monarchy. We could say the monarchy, the Solomonic Davidic government, the Israelites of Ethiopia. That will come up after we hear this again to get an overview right here from the Kings, the Book of Kings.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ah, sine lishmoa et zeh. So hear this.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 1, verses 1 to 33. Besa ma'ab wa walet mafasa kadus ha dumlak. Dawid's declining strength. Now, Nugus Dawid, King Dawid, was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servants said to him, let there be sought for my master, the king, a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my master, my king, may get heat So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king, to the Nagus. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, Why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man. And his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zariah, and with Abathar, the priest. And they, following Adonijah, helped him. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan, the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to Dawid, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zohelet, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Yehuda, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doeth reign, and Dawid, our master, Haggiah, Gittachin, knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee into the king Dawid, and say to him, Didst not thou, my master, O king, swear to thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy bane, thy son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doeth Adonijah reign? Behold, while you yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went into the king, into the chamber. And the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did audience to the king. And the king said, What wouldest thou? And she said to him, My master, my Gaia, thou swearest by Yahweh thy Elohim Buruku to thine handmaiden, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adonijah reigneth. And now, my master, the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant hath he not called. And thou, my master, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my master the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my master the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My master, O king, hast thou said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day, and have slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and have called all the king's sons and the captains of the host, and Abathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, Elohim, save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, have he not called? Is this thing done by my master the king, and thou hast not showed it to thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my master the king after him? Then King Dawid, Nabus Dawid, answered and said, Call me Bathsheba. And she came to the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, As Yahweh liveth, Buruku, that have redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear to thee by Yahweh Elohim Zeyisrael, Buruku,
saying, as surely Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, let my master King David live forever. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kebole kwalu, kebole nimsu, kebole ketemawi haile klas, in the goose niggas of Ethiopia, jara, safari, every time for Aiva.
And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree, words I tell you by your faith upon your book, and you gain. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree,
I'm a hell of a lot of things true. Elevated my chakra, Rumalak. We're living in the last days, gotta change ways. We had a black president, he was representing gays. Barack Obama didn't come from this and this is fame. Now how the fuck do we know how a nigga is raised? You're better off hearing the praise. Yeah, remember that nigga of the days. Too many people think about their money, man. They need to think about the promise of the Holy Land. The covenant, you lost the far right loving it. It's subliminal, that's for the remnant. Call a criminal, death seems imminent. Life 360, how you spinning it?
These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these
if you heed Shema Yisrael, Sima Sima Ra.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand,
Write the words on your gate.
In the drugs and using guns. Then you make laws to put them in long-term incarceration. When they use those drugs and use those guns. And so you are removing a huge segment of the black male population.
They want me to stop while I'm killing it. Why? Too many people must be feeling it. Be revealing the truth whenever I'm up in the booth. Study the scripture when I get the picture. I bring it and give it to you. They got a problem. I'm the one that come through and I'm solving them. Y'all Rastafari, I'm involved with them. When I'm a ninja, I'm calling them. Heavenly Father, could you please save all of them? Then in the remedy, righteous will follow him. Eating the heavenly manna, Yeshua, Hosanna. It's time for Israel to wake up. We raising the banner and lifting the standard. The conquering lion of Judah.
The definition of genocide is when you interfere with the reproductivity of a given group of people.
Yeshua is back. Came to me while I was stuck in the trap. No, I never hustled the crack. I was the one that was slinging the pot. Now I'm slinging these jewels to bring up the black man. Black man. The finger of Elohim look it extends from the black hand. Palms in the arms of the black man. I put a palm in the psalm when I'm rapping. Never act in. 4-5 beat street, make it backspin. Look what happened. They whitewashed the image that they found the blacks on the walls. What was the cause? Now we can see all the flaws,
70% of black families are female-headed. Single-parent, female-headed households. Now you can't have this sustained development of a people when the men are being destroyed. And black men are being destroyed.
Any questions? Write these words. In thy heart. Yes, I.
Doorpost. Words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. Words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree.
Tell them how we have to tell our truth. Yeah, that's
room a lot. We're living in the last day, Jenna James ways. We had a black president, he was representing gays. Barack Obama didn't come from the different slaves. Now how the fuck do we know how a nigga is raised? You're better off hearing the praise. Yeah, remember the age of the day. Too many people think about their money, man. They need to think about the promise of the Holy Land. The covenant, Rastafari loving it. It's subliminal, left for the remnant. Call a criminal, death seems imminent. Life's 360, how you spinning it?
These words I tell you right straight upon your door post and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your door post and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your door post and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your door post and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree.
We're making decisions on situations that were given. Divisions on how we live it seems to be a big decision. Currently on the mission with precision. Yeshua is risen, free your mind from this prison. Kind of a radical when it comes to keeping a sabbatical. What them not learn, go back to school. When the cup run over, that means it's full. Even though I'm in the land of the foreigner, I'm a foreigner. Death to Babylon, cut the coroner. Here, all the righteous shall prevail. The lower level of intelligence is real hell. Trying to handle these scriptures like it's real frail. Trying to get you to feel me like this shit's frail. Coming from the lion of Judah to Israel. Pass that green in the air, that shit smells.
These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree. Make love beside your highest goal. To serve with all your heart and soul. Hashem shall bless your land with rain. So you may harvest all your grain. Rain will fall for you in time. To gather up your oil and wine. Grass will feed your cow and bull. And you will eat until you're full. But watch your heart, don't go astray. And bow to the gods to pray. If you forget these words, return and anger. Hashem will burn against you when God will restrain the sky. So there will be no rain. Then the ground will not produce. So you will swiftly be cut loose. Vanish from life on a good land. Hashem had given to your hand. So you shall place these words of mine upon your heart.
Hey, uh-huh. Arrived.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Keep the commandments. So here, look a reasoning concerning Adonijah, Solomon from the previous Torah reading and feeding here. Also concerning the Davidic throne and some the contents and the fits in the gas. Stay tuned.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Carnal mind might look even at that Adonijah within First Kings, right? My greetings, brothers and sisters. Now to the the next revelation in this particular Torah portion. We the inspiration, the irate of I and I, our Father, gave us another reasoning, additional revelation. Rastafari, daughters of Sarah. Right, daughters of Sarah, and this particular Torah portion is also especially for them, not just this Torah portion, but also the preceding Torah portions that are part of the fullness of this particular revelation of the true Abraham and Sarah. Oh, amen. Now, His Majesty eulogized Her Majesty, and in that brief testimony that we have in selective speeches, and in a particular word and verse and section, we find much revelation, especially in context with this fifth Torah portion, which is known as Chaye Sarah, speaking of the life of Sarah, life of Sarah. In the revelation, Ainai Rastafari Sarah is Itege Menin Kadamawit Waleta Georgis. Thus, Ainai Abraham, the fullness of the revelation of Abraham for Ainai and we, is to be found in His Imperial Majesty Kadamawi Haile Selassie. It's a beautiful meditation and a picture right here that we're looking at, and we're seeking to kind of move this forward. Yet, even when we seek to move it forward to the next revelatory theme, the irate, you know, reveals more to I and I. Even I and I right here, we still seek to touch on the Constitution, the revised Constitution, the 60th anniversary, which is also part of this 85th anniversary week of the coronation of His and Her Majesty, as well as to get a little bit into the Haftarah reading, which also is revealed to us, the revelation in the Haftarah from 1 Kings chapter 1. Also pertains to His Imperial Majesty, right? And here we can bring this, let's bring this right here, right? And touch on this particular Torah portion right here. And here we go. Right? Here we go. Actually, let's rearrange this right here. Just meditating on Her Majesty, you know, Queen Majesty, as the minstrel singers, you know, the minstrel also has a very important connection to the, you know, to the Black Saxons, right, or Isaac's sons, you know, and the Black nobility of Europe, the Black Judeo-Christian, right, the Black Judeo-Christian nobility of Europe. And we see evidence of that, powerful testimony and powerful evidence of that within Ethiopia. And within Imperial Ethiopia, within Covenant Ethiopia, the Berit Ethiopia, or we can say if we say British, people are going to think about just England and don't recognize that the root of this is Hebrew, Berit, right? The Berit, right? Ishon, the Berit Ishon, right, is Kedemawi Haile Selassie, that covenant man, that covenant king, even the king of kings upon the throne of great King David. So as we look at this, the Haftarah, right, the Haftarah, we have a Rhema word in Adonijah. We have Adonijah and Solomon. Also, the Kibbutz Negev speaks to Adonijah and Solomon and brings out some crucial additional matters are brought out in the revelation of Lij Tafari, Aras Tafari, and Lij, these two children, these two sons. Right, the two sons, right? We have almost as a reflection of the groundational theme that's found in the Torah portion concerning the seed of the flesh, right, or the flesh and the spiritual, right? We have Lich Yasu, and still to this day there are many, not many, but there are some Ethiopians who still feel that Lich Yasu was the rightful, right, was the rightful king. And according to the flesh, the carnal mind can see that as being true. And we understand why the carnal mind might look even at Adonijah within 1 Kings, right, chapter 1, was the rightful, some would say he was the rightful king. He was the rightful ruler. And there are certain uncertain Ethiopians who think so and thought so even then. So this is a particular point of contention, and this is no different to what we find in this Torah portion, even though the revelation would reveal that, thank Jah, Rastafari, that His Imperial Majesty sat upon that throne at that time, when you recognize what was going wrong. And the autobiography of His Majesty also brings out much, much more. But in looking at the Haftarah, let's take a little look at the Haftarah, and let's take a little look at the Rhema, or the revelation, that we are able to find within the contentions, right, leading to the throne or concerning the throne between these two seeds, right, between Lij Yasu or Lij Yasu, right, and Lij Tafari. Amen. So let's touch on this right here. This is the Haftarah meditation, Haftarah reasoning. So in going to the Bereshit, the Hebrew book of Genesis, the Torah portion, volume 5, right, and in scrolling through this particular document, we want to look at the Haftarah, or the prophets, right? And in looking at the prophets, for this reading, it's 1 Kings, right? We have 1 Kings, right? So what does the Haftarah speak to, right? And how does this also connect, right? How does this also connect with, how does this also connect with, oh wow, this, what we said, so enough right here, enough. Okay, so first of all, let's touch on Solomon, right? Let's touch on Solomon and Adonijah. But with that, we also have to speak towards the, let's go right here, we also have to speak towards the constitution, the revised Ethiopian constitution of this time. So giving a basic background, let's look at some of the iconography, all right? So we have Solomon, right, Solomon the youth, right, and we use this as a Solomon placeholder, right, Solomon as a young king and as an old king, right, right. So let us call it, let's look at Lij Yasu as an Adonijah type, right. Lij Yasu in this revelation would be an Adonijah type, right, Lij Yasu. Lejasu represents the Adonijah type, and His Majesty represents Solomon, right? His Majesty would represent Solomon, as we have right here, just bringing this as a tight shot right here. So we have King Solomon, right? Who is the King Solomon type in this typology, right? Because the word has allegorical, right, principles. Some of the first principles are found in the basic allegorical structure. So we look at the allegorical structure or the parabolic structure. What becomes very clear is that, well, we had Adonijah, right, Adonijah, right, and then we had Solomon. Now, Solomon, you know, Solomon truly was the right king according to a proper reading and understanding and an understanding of the real substance. See, many would blame Adonijah on a certain level, and he does share some blame, but there's also what did David do, right? What did David do that set up the context? So as we look into the Kibbutz Negest, let's look into the Kibbutz Negest. Here's where the Kibbutz Negest is very, very important. Once again, give thanks to Abba Father for Brother Tobiah. I thank Abba Father for Tobiah's reasoning that he had presented to I and I. Leading up to the TJIF, we had a reasoning, and it was reasoning on Chapter 30 of the Kibbutz Negest. And Chapter 30 of the Kibbutz Negest is how Solomon, right, swore to the queen, right, how King Solomon swore to the queen, and we're speaking of the queen of the south. We're speaking of the Queen of Sheba. We're speaking of the Ethiopian Hebrew queen, Negist Makeda, right? Negist Makeda, Makeda. Makeda is her Ethiopian throne name and title, but she's known as Sheba, right, as the south. And what's very interesting about this Torah portion and about the reasonings and the readings, I don't know if either of them noticed it, but you notice Sheba. The Sheba appears, is Hebraic, right, from the roots, of course, from the Ethiopic roots, but it is found in the Afro-Shemitic languages, the Sheba. Sheba refers to seven, the principle of seven, and it refers to the principle of seventing oneself, in other words, taking an oath. So the word sound of Sheba, right, is taking an oath. Now, here's where it becomes very interesting. Remember, this time right here that we're in, 2015, is the 60th, right, is the 60th anniversary, right, of the promulgation of the revised Constitution of 1955, right, and we have these documents also in front of I&I, and also they're available on, I think, Rastafari Groundation. If you go to Rastafari Groundation, you'll be able to download a copy of the revised Constitution. Here's one copy that we have right here. Let's just show this to the eye then. So we're speaking of this particular document right here. Let's see. Let's let there be light. Okay. Okay. We're not able to get much light on this right now besides the light that you're able to see right here. But you see the revised Constitution of Ethiopia as promulgated by His Imperial Majesty on the 24th of Tikint, 1948, or the 4th of November, 1955, on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of his coronation. So then it was the 25th anniversary of the coronation, or the crowning, the Zodah Baal of Negusa Negest, Edomawi Haile Selassie. So according to the Negarit Gazeta, from the 15th year, the number two, second one, Addis Ababa, November 4th, 1955. So that means that this sabbatical week, right, the 5th, also is very significant in connection with this a reality right here. So we see where His Majesty actually gives a word sound right here, given in our imperial capital, right, Menagesha Katama, on this, the 4th day of November, 1955. So this is 2015, that's 60 years later. Then it was the 25th, right, 25th anniversary of our coronation of Ketamawi Haile Selassie Negusa Negest, the emperor or the king of kings, because emperor in the Amharic is king of kings, Negusa Negest, of the coronation of Haile Selassie the first. Right. Now, as we look into this particular document, because it's important for us to touch on this right here, we look into this document, let's zoom it out some right here, right? All right. Okay, here we go, a little bit clearer right there. Okay, so this is the Constitution of 1955, Chapter 1, the Ethiopian Empire. Gazat, and the succession to the throne, right? Article 2, it says, the imperial dignity shall remain perpetually attached to the line of Haile Selassie I, the lineage descendant of King Sala Selassie, whose line descends without interruption from the dynasty, right? We don't say dynasty. Babylon, they dynasty, but it's a dynasty, right? The dynasty of Menelik I, son of the Queen of Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, the Queen of Sheba, and King Solomon of Jerusalem. Right, King Solomon of Jerusalem. So this lays out much significant detail. Now, how does this even further correspond and connect? Let's go. Let's scroll forward for a moment to Article 23. All right. So in Article 23, what does it read? In Article 23 of the revised 1955 Constitution, which is 60 years. This is the 60th anniversary. Right, of that law, right? It says that the Isles, right, it says, shall wait for his law, right? Let's just touch on this right here as well. Let's bring that up from the previous, shall wait, right, for his law. Let's see if we, Isaiah, right, 42, right, Isaiah 42, it says, he shall not fail. Well, let's do this right here. Just put this as, because this is a significant theme right here at this particular point, right? Right, the greater Solomon, right? And Bathsheba, you know, it's Bathsheba. David had a son named Solomon, and Solomon had a son named David, and it's that David who renewed the kingdom of David on the tops of the mountains in the highlands of Ethiopia. Now, that's along the male side, but have you noticed something on the female side? Well, let's look at Sheba. Sheba in the Torah, right, and also Sheba in the scripture. That David, right, slew Uriah for his wife, and his wife, the name is Bathsheba, the daughter of Sheba, and then his son, right, Solomon, would have that chosen heir or seed with the queen of Sheba. So we have also the well of Beersheba, too, if you want to go there as well, which is one of the first areas within the study that Sheba. So Sheba and the compound names are very, very important. Beersheba, the well of Sheba, right, Bathsheba, Bathsheba, and then we come to the queen of Sheba, right? So what is Sheba? What is Sheba? What is Sheva? What does this word mean? It's an oath, but it refers to seven, right? The principle of seven. So the two sevens clashing, right? The Sheba and the Sheba. David had a son named Solomon. Solomon had a son named David, right? Well, David had a woman named Bathsheba, and Solomon had a woman named the queen of Sheba. Do you see any correspondence there? Right. Well, let's iterate on that. So this is a basic understanding for the inner standing. So when we get to the revised, let's go right here. Let's see if we can get some light on this as it was before. Okay, we're not able to get the flash. The power is low on the camera. Okay, well, we'll just take it like this right here. Let's see. You know how this thing's very fickle. But anyway, let's just read it from right here. Right. It says, but yeah, do you see this right here? Take a still. Take a screenshot of this. We're going to let the video still be the still on it if we can't get that clearer, you know. Okay, here we go right here. Okay. You see it? You can see it. It's got that yellow. It's got that yellowish, that amber. But amber is a good color. It says that he who sits on the throne is in appearance like the amber, right? So the Constitution of 1955, right, we have Article 23. It says, in pursuance of the requirements of Article 22. Well, therefore, brothers and sisters, of course, to do all due diligence, let's look at Article 22. Article 22, it says Article 22, on the occasion of the coronation of the emperor, right, the Nagusa Negest, if over 12 years of age, remember 13 is where a male child becomes a son, right, so we get that bar mitzvah or that one there to Izaz, right, is responsible for the Tizazah Hewitt, you know, the commandments of life, and become a son of the commandment, right? That's that rite of passage. But we have it right here in Article 22. On the occasion of the coronation of the emperor, if over 12 years of age, the crown prince or the heir presumptive, as the case may be, all members of the crown council and all members of the parliament shall individually take an oath. A what? A Sheba, a Sheba, a oath of homage and fidelity, faithfulness, loyalty to the emperor, to the King of Kings. All right, so that there says that, because over here in Article 23, right, it says in pursuance of the requirements. Let's see if we can do this like this. Let's see if we can. Okay, yeah. Okay, pray the eye for the moving it around, because sometimes it'll change to you sort of like a clearer, a brighter, so you can see it brighter. But, okay, we'll use it like this. Okay. In pursuance of the requirements of Article 22, which we just read, the Crown Prince or the heir presumptive, as the case may be, if over age of 12, that rite of passage time, that bar mitzvah time, shall take the following oath: in the name of the Almighty, El Shaddai, that principal name of the covenant of Abraham, in the name of the Almighty, I hereby swear that I will faithfully observe all the precepts and directions of my august father, sovereign, in the case of an heir presumptive, and will ever strive to respect his wishes and seek not after that which is not given to me, and be not so impatient as Adonias or so daring as Abesalom, that I will ever conduct myself so as to be worthy of my sire, my sovereign, in the case of an heir presumptive, of my imperial blood, and of the high station which is, may be, in the case of an heir presumptive, my destiny, that I will at all times respect the Constitution and the laws, and will ever profess and defend the faith of our Orthodox Church. I swear that with the assistance of the Almighty, El Shaddai, I will faithfully execute the promises which I have here undertaken. So help me God. And that's right there. That's the oath. That's the Sheba. That's the Sheba. All right? That's the Shiva. That's the oath right there. That's how he sevens himself. Then it says this after the oath. In the event that the aforesaid oath shall not have been taken on the occasion of the coronation, either by the crown prince or by the heir presumptive, as the case may be, it shall be taken before the emperor, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of kings, by the crown prince or the heir presumptive, as the case may be, upon his attaining the age of 18. And that right there is the fullness of Article 23, right, of the revised Constitution. Right, let's give you this right here again: the revised Constitution of Ethiopia, as promulgated by Gurmawi Kadamawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, on the 24th of Tekent, 1948, or 48, if you please, the 4th of November, 1955, on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of his coronation. So we see that this is, we're in the 60th, right, the 60th for the Constitution, right, and the 85th for the coronation. So this is like a double. You see this doubling? There's a doubling. Now this also links to the Torah portion, because where did Abraham entomb or bury Sarah? Right? In the cave of Machpelah. Right? And Machpelah has to do with doubling. Right? You know, and there's a two truths. Right? There's the outside of the cup, and then there's the inside of the cup. There's the understanding, and then there's the inner standing. And together, the fullness is the overstanding, but the doubling. You see this doubling right there. So this sabbatical week, this week's Torah portion, Haye Sarah, is quite significant, both in and of itself, but also with that fruit, that seed properly planted in prepared soil. Right, and Ethiopia, right, or we can say the Ethiopia of the covenant, is that prepared soil. The covenant Ethiopians versus the careless of those who have turned their backs on that holy covenant, like the Israelites. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So oh, so I and Zion bound,
right? The binding of the binding of Isaac's sons, Saxons, the binding of Isaac's sons, the binding, right? We are bound, right? You know, we are in covenant. We are in oath. We have given I and I word. We've had accepted that name, right, upon I and we. And now we need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord, Gietachin, Jesus Christos, our Lord, Adonainu, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. So this is part one. We'll say this is part one of the revelation right here. First of all, this time, marking this time, November, this is November 7th, right? This is the Saturday evening, November 7th, 2015. It's the seventh day. Isn't that interesting? It's the Shabbat day. It's November 7th. Two sevens, clash, right? Machpelah, doubling. Well, we're going to get into the Machpelah as well. Well, actually, may the Machpelah get into it. Pray to I. You know, pray to I for one moment right here. Just to, because in this beautiful revelation, in this so enough revelation, we have to say, Father, you're showing I so many things right here. Which way is proper to go? Which way is it proper to proceed? Because it's going to be like a cipher. It's going to be like a circle, like a cipher. You see what I'm saying? So if we don't touch on it at first, you know, it's inevitable, right, that we touch on it, you know, forward. If we stay in his word, if we stay along his course, if we stay in his mind, if we stay in his revelation, right, or the revelation of that man, blessed, right, blessed is the man, miskunne, right, oh, Abba Father, and miskunnach, blessed are ye, ashrei, happy, right, this is very joyful, my brothers and sisters, because this is just the foundation of it, you know, with what has already been revealed, both by history. Remember, it says God. He says, God, right, Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true power, right, the spirit of truth, right, God is a spirit, a ruach, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, right, in spirit and in truth. So God and history. So we're looking at history. We're looking at his imperial majesty's and her imperial majesty's story. Right, in this Torah portion right here, right, this particular Torah portion right here, known as Chaye Sarah, and the connection with the Haftarah, because we're touching on the Haftarah right now. We have spent some time, at least, on the prima facie. The prima facie is a Latin term used in court, and this is court, in the courts of the King of Kings. Prima facie, prima facie, means the prime fact. The prime facts are the first facts, right? Or the kadami uket, right? You know, the first facts, the first, we could say also the first truths. What are the first truths? The basic foundation. The Bible says the first principles. So the first principles of these here are Dibrei HaElohim. These here words of the power, even the first power, according to his glory. Because he who be who he be says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So we as those with his name, who he has put his name, and we have received his name, must grow up in the same.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
See. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
And here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 22. Yeah, that was audible from previous. But some words of truth right here concerning the covenant of gas, concerning the Constitution of Majesty, concerning the revelation, say, the word, you know, the word made flesh. But we have Psalm 22, going to write up Psalm 22, but he has a little rhema tune to that audible
80,000 killers. Jacob. Hey, the birth of Jacob and Esau right here. Jacob Killer Miller. Jacob Miller here with 80,000 killers. What about them? Here too.
I can ancestry inside the blood of Rastafari. If I'm the child of their mother's breath, I'm sighting up the Rastafari. It is of the careless Ethiopian shall go down in Babylon. It is of the careless Ethiopian shall go down. But few shall be chosen to go to Mount Zion. Many are called, but few shall be chosen to go to Mount Zion. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month of the 7th days, the words of God came to us.
Jacob Miller right there, 80,000 killers Ethiopians. Interesting. Got to go over that first part where he names the Hebrew time, you know, the month. But the next part is definitely known to I and I, and that Jacob Killer Miller tune right there, 80,000 killers Ethiopians. We go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 6. It says, I will say to the north, Where we be? Well, this is North Country, North America. Wow. Black American, African American. I will say to the North, give up. And to the South, North and South America is in the Caribbean. Give up. Say to the North, give up. And to the South, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. But note this, check this. It's verse 7, the next verse. Everyone that is called by my name
Yahuwah Jehovah says, everyone that is called by my name, recognize the prophecy, Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, he who be who he be. He becomes who he be. That's what we call him, El Elyon. You know, we have Chesed, the grace, loving kindness, Hasid, the different attributes of he who be who he be, the head to be reverenced, respected. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea. I have made him. Check it, check it, check it. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And so Elohim created man. Right? That's Genesis 1. But then in Genesis 2, it says, formed. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Then Jacob, he concludes the tune, says, even the blind can see. This is the same prophecy he points to here in the 80,000 careless Ethiopians. Isaiah 43:8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Make all the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community be gathered together and make the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and shew us former things? Make them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or make them hear and say, Amet, 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 truth. Say Amet, Amet, you know, like Emmett Till, yeah, that's a Hebrew name, the Hebrew boy right there. Amet, truth. Verse 10, ye all are my witnesses, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, and my servant, whom I have chosen. People talk about them chosen this, them chosen that. But here's the word. It says, y'all are my witnesses. Not because somebody claim a name, right? But because of what they be. I and I are to be his witnesses. Y'all are my witnesses, saith Yahuwah. And my servant, whom I have chosen, that y'all may know and believe in Amen. And trust and truth. I and understand, overstand that I am he. Ana. Who? That I am he, Ana, who? Before me, there was no God. We say there's no God. People say, oh, you're an atheist. No, no, no. Jaword. Yahuwah Eloheinu. He who be, we be, I, almighty power, our Elohim. Before him, there was no Elohim, or if you're going to call it God. And after him, there is no Elohim. He who be, who he be the Elohim. That's why he who be, who he be says, before me, there was no God. So is, could you say that Jehovah is an atheist in a context, if you can really understand and understand, he says before him, he says before me, there was no Elohim form. In the Hebrew, he says there was no El, there was no Hayel, there was no El form, neither shall there be after me. But people talk about there's all these gods and everything. People talk about all these gods. Then in verse 11, here, Yeshaya, even the KJV brings out the irid, right, of Yahuwah, of he who be, who be, Rastafari. He says, I, even I. He says, I, even I. In verse 11, Isaiah 43:11, I, even. You know that the even there in the English is italicized. What's the rule of thumb? The rule of thumb right here, Hebraically speaking from the low degrees of King James Version, is whenever you see those italicizations, it's not there in the Hebrew. So if you just go get one of those interlinear Bibles, you'll recognize that those words are not there. They were put there by the translator, you know, for the people he was translating for. But it says, I, Yahuwah, I, yes, I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, and besides me, no Savior. There's no Savior, no Moshiach, he who be, who he be. Is I and I Moshiach. He says, I have declared and have saved and I have shewed when there was no strange God, no stranger, no gods or strangers among you. Therefore, y'all are my witnesses, saith Yahuwah. He says, I am El Hayel, the almighty power. Yea, before the day was, Ana who? Ana, I, who? I, he. I be he, Anahu, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I shall work, and who shall let it? You know the word let. Like we say, like, may the words, you know, may the words, may it be, you know, but not let, because let is dubious. But here, it brings out the sense. Yeah, here it brings out the sense right here. Here it brings out the sense where it says, I will work, and who shall let it, or who shall turn it back, who shall prevent it? All them fighting against, go to Maui, Katamaui, Haile Selassie, Nainai, Rastafari. But they can't prevent it. They can't stop it. Verse 14. Thus says Yahuwah, Jehovah, your Redeemer, HaKadosh, the Kadosh, the Isla One, Set Apart One, the Holy One, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Yisrael. For your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles. They're fallen, they're fallen, they're fallen, they're fallen. And the Chaldeans, the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships shall bring you into Egypt by way of ships. Deuteronomy 28:68. I am Yahuwah, says your Holy One, Set Apart One, the creator of Yisrael, your king, your Melech, your Negus, even Negus and Neges. Verse 16, thus says Yahuwah, who maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, who bringeth forth, you can see right there, we don't say which, in that part, the which, no, he's not which, he is who, he will be, we be who, right, or whom, if you please, bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember y'all not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. He who be, who he be, says he does a new thing. Here, here, brothers and sisters, we're about to go on to the grace period of this podcast, this broadcast right here, here, here. So here, let's touch on today's daily psalm briefly. We'll pick up on that prophecy. But the Jacob Miller tune right there, 80,000 careless Ethiopian, you know, when talk about the north, you say to the north, that's that song, that's that, well, it is a song. We chant it, the prophecies. It's a tune, psalm 22. A sweet tune.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my ruling? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. And dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him.
all ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this.
On Psalm 22, on Mizmor Kaf Beit, 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 Shema Yisrael, and hear. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Beit, Mizmor Kaf Beit, Psalm 22, Psalm XXII, Mizmor Kaf Beit. Some say Kaf Beit, and I say Mizmor Kaf Beit Lanatzeach Al Ayelet Hashachar, for the leader upon Ayelet Hashachar, for the leader, for the chief musician. Lanatzeach Al Ayelet, upon Ayelet Hashachar. Here, opening verse of today's daily psalm. Here the superscription: for the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach, upon Ayelet HaShachar, Al Ayelet HaShachar. The word Ayelet, hind, Ayelet, anglicized as Ayelet, Hebraically Ayelet, hind, is to be taken in the same sense as Ayalot, Ayalot. Here. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. God, the Lord, is my strength, and he made my feet like hinds, ayalot, feet, letting me walk upon bamotai. Here. Habakkuk 3:19. Habakkuk Hanabi, Habakkuk the prophet. Yehovah Adonai Cheli Vayasem Raglai Ka'ayalot Ve'al Bamotai Yadarekeini Lanatzeach B'Niginotai. God, Yehovah, the Lord Adonai, is my strength. Cheli, my strength. Yehovah Adonai Cheli, he who be who he be, Adonai is my strength, Cheli, Yehovah Adonai Cheli, Vayasem Raglai Kayelot, and he maketh my feet like hinds' feet. Vayasem Raglai Kayelot, and he maketh me to walk upon my high places. With al bamotai yadrekeini, and he maketh me to walk, to trod up on bamotai, my high places. With al bamotai yadrekeini. Lamnatseach, Bi Niginotai, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatseach, Bi Niginotai, Binginotai, Bi Niginotai, with my string music. And here a Midrash note here, Midrash Tehillim here, the Midrash on Psalm 22 on Mizmor Kaf Beit. Here, Bamotai is rendered my high places, my high places. Bamotai in Habakkuk HaNavi, in Habakkuk the prophet, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. Yehovah Adonai Cheli Vayasem Raglai Ka'ayalot Ve'Allah Bamotai Yadarekeini Lamnatzeach Bi Niginotai. He who be who he be, Adonai is my strength. Adonai Cheli Cheli Chayli Chayliai Adonai Cheli Vayasem Raglai. He maketh my feet Ka'ayalot, like hinds' feet, with all bamotai yadrekeini, and he maketh I to walk, to trod up on my high places, bamotai, like hinds' feet, ka ayalot, hinds' feet. These animals were noted and are noted, the hinds' feet, vayasem raglai, making my feet ka ayalot, like the ayalot, hinds' feet. These animals noted for their fleetness. Here, the comparison may indicate the freshness of life, the power and the confidence, the eifidence, the godfidence in action that are felt to be drawn from he who he be, Adonai, Cheli, Cheli, Haili, Hailiai, Adonai. Rav Pinchas Phineas said, Scripture does not say here, quote, like stag's feet, end quote. Scripture does not say here, quote, like stag's feet, end quote, but like hind's feet, because the feet of the female deer are surer than the feet of the male. Why? Because the feet of the female deer are surer than the feet of the male. What is meant by bamotai? What is meant by bamotai? As in Greek, be mata, bamotai means, quote, upon the balls of my feet, end quote. And here, Midrash note. It would seem simpler to take bema in its ordinary meaning, which is pedestal or rostrum, and to retain the original Ya'amideni, instead of considering it a misreading of the biblical Yad Rekeni, as does Buber. Now, the translation would then be, upon Bamotai, he will cause I to stand up on Bamotai, my high places. Upon Bamotai, he will cause I to stand. What is the meaning of Bamotai? Upon my rostrums. The retention of, quote, to stand is supported also by what is said further on about each Israelite placing his foot upon the neck of a dead Mitzri, a dead Egyptian, in symbol of victory. In symbol of victory. Letting me walk, making I walk, Yad Rikeni, making I trod, Yad Rikeni. This is an allusion to my walking, I trotting upon Ha Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the Chemites. When the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the Chemites, sank in the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made a sign to the sea, and it cast them up on dry land, and the Bnei Yisrael and the sons of Israel saw them dead, as is said, when the morning appeared, Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, verse 27c and verse 30b. Vayet Moshe et yado al hayam, vayashava hayama lifnot boker le eitano u mitraima nasima likarato. Vaya na'er Yahweh et mitraima betok hayam. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. Vayet Moshe et yado al hayam. And the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. Vayashav b'hayam lifnot boker le'etano. And the Egyptians fled against it. U'mitzrayim nasim likato. And he who be who he be, Yahweh Jehovah, overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Vaya na'er Yahweh et Mitzrayim betok hayam. When the morning appeared, lifnot boker, vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met al sifat hayam. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met al sifat hayam. What did the Bnei Yisrael do to them? Each man in Yisrael took his dog and went down and placed his foot upon an Egyptian's neck and said to his dog, quote, eat of this hand that use me as a slave. Eat of this hand that used me, that used I as a slave. Eat of these bowels that had no mercy on me, that had no mercy on I. You can prove for yourself that this actually happened. For of Ha Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, of the Chemites, it is written, the Lord said, I will bring them back, that thy foot may wade through blood, that the tongue of thy dogs may have its portion from thine enemies. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 23rd to the 24th verse. Amar Adonai mi bashana ashiv ashiv mi emetz ulot yam lima'ana tia mechata ragleka betam. Lishona k'laveka meya oevima mianehu. Adonai, Adonai said, Amar Adonai, I will bring back from Bashan, mi Bashan Ashiv, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Ashiv, mi mitzulot yam, that thy foot may wade through blood. Lit ma'ana. That the tongue of thy dogs, lishon k'laveka, may have its portion from thine enemies. May oibim minehu. Amar Adonai, mi bashan ashib, ashib amimus olot yam, lima'ana tia mechatsa ragleka bedam, lishona ke laveka, me oibima minehu. Whereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified, the Set Apart, to the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. From of old, thou, the I didst perform all such miracles for us, for I and I. Indeed, we, I and I, are not ingrates. But what else can we do except sing the I songs and praises, sing the I songs and Isis? Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song to the Lord. Shemot, Exodus, chapter 15, verse 1. Az Yashir Moshe uvne Yisrael et ha'shira hazot la Yahuwah. Then sang Moses, Moshe,
and the B'nai Yisrael. This song to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Az Yashir Moshe U'B'nai Yisrael Et HaShira HaZot LaYahuwah. So, Lamnatzeach Al Ayelot Ayelet Lamnatzeach Al Ayelet HaShahar. For the leader upon Ayelet HaShahar. Lamnatzeach Al Ayelet HaShahar. For the chief musician, for the leader upon Ayelet HaShahar, the hind of the dawn. Ayelet HaShahar means upon the rising of the sun, a song. Upon Ayelet HaShahar, the hind of the dawn, this means upon the rising of the sun, a song. A different comment, Al Ayelet, upon Ayelet, hind. When read as the plural, Ayelot may be taken as referring to two women, likened to hinds, to Deborah and to Esther, to Deborah and to Hester. To Deborah, who came from the tribe of Naphtali, Yaakov meant her when he said, Naphtali is a hind let loose. Bereshith, Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, verse 21. Jacob, Yaakov, meant her, meant Deborah, meant Deborah, when he said, Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali, ayala, shelucha. Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali, ayala, shelucha. And to Aster and to Esther, who is also likened to a hind. In this psalm, in this Mizmor Kaf Beit, however, the hind of the morning, Ayelet HaShahar, refers to Aster, refers to Esther. Eli, Eli, Lama Ezavtani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why has the eye forsaken I? Eli, Eli, Lama, Izabtani. Here, Mizmor, Kaf, Beit. Here, the Beit verse. Hebraically, the second verse. Psalm 22, Hebraically, verse 2. My God, Eli, Eli, why, Lama, hast thou forsaken me? Hast thou forsaken I? Izabtani. Eli, Eli, Lama, Izabtani. These words are to be considered in regard to the verse, even the verse from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17, that reads, the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. V'haya or Yisrael le'esh, u'a kedosho le'elhava, u'a va'era v'achla, shito u'a shemiro b'yom echad. And the light of Israel, of Yisrael, shall be for a fire. V'haya or Yisrael le'esh, and his Holy One, u'a kedosho, for a flame, li lehaba, and it shall burn, u ba'ira, and devour, wi akla, his thorns, shito, and his briars, u shemiro, in one day, bi yom echad, wahaya, or Yisrael le'esh, Ua kedosho le lehava, ua ba'era we akla shito ua shemiro b'yom echad. The light of Israel means Hezekiah, or Yisrael means Yechezkiyahu, his Holy One. Kedosho means Yishayahu means Isaiah, and it shall burn. Ba'irah means that Sennacherib shall burn, and devour his thorns and his briars, eat up his thorns and his briars, with akla shito ua shemiro. This means that Sennacherib's host, his army, shall be devoured, shall be eaten up. Thus, when Sennacherib moves upon Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Yishayahu, Isaiah, and Yehezekiah, Hezekiah sat in Hahekal in the temple, and from between the two of them came forth a fire, an ash, that devoured Sennacherib and his hosts and his armies. And here a midrash note on the Or Yisrael, the light of Israel, meaning Yehezekiah, Hezekiah. Here a midrash note, like Astir, Esther, Yehezekiah, Hezekiah is described as casting himself completely upon Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God's mercy. Or the Or Yisrael, the light of Israel, means Mordecai, his holy one. Kedosho means Astir, Esther. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars. Ua ba'ira wi'akla shito ua shemiro. This means that Haman and his sons shall be devoured, shall be eaten up. Our masters said, Haman had 100 sons, 10 of whom were slain, 10 hanged, 10 dismembered and thrown to dogs, and the remaining 70 went begging for 12 months, for 12 moons, from door to door, and at the end were also slain. How then shall one interpret, it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day? How shall one interpret, ua ba'ira wi'akla shito ua shemiro bi'yom echad? How should one interpret this? In this way, as a man measures, so is he measured. As a man measures, so is he measured. As Haman made a decree, according to Esther chapter 3, verse 13, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all Jews. Le hashmid, la herog. Le abed et kol haya yehudim, to destroy, le hashmid, to slay, la herog, and to cause to perish, le abed all Jews, et kol haya yehudim, all the Yehudi, et kol haya yehudi. So it was decreed against him and his, it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars. Ua ba'ira wi'akla shito ua shemiro. A different comment on the light of Israel shall be for a fire. Wihaya or Yisrael le'esh. This refers to Astir, to Esther, who shone like the light of the morning for Israel, for Yisrael. But is not light the same as fire, and fire the same as light? The verse here, it implies, however, that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said, I shall make the day have two faces. A face of light for Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, and a face of Choshek, of darkness, of disillumination, for HaGoyim, for the Goyeh HaAretz, for the nations of the earth, of whom Scripture says, even in Amos chapter 5, verse 18, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you all have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light.
Hoi Hamitavim et Yom Yahuwah. Lama ze lachem Yom Yahuwah? Hu Choshek v'lo or woe to you. That desire, the day of Jehovah, the day of He who be, who He be. Hoi Hamitavim et Yom Yahuwah. Wherefore, lama ze, wherefore, lama ze lachem Yom Yahuwah? Wherefore would y'all have the day of Jehovah? Hu choshek, it is darkness. Hu choshek, with lo or, and not light. Hoi hamitawim et yom Yahuwah. Lama ze lachem yom Yahuwah? Hu choshek, with lo or. In this world's use, when a man lights a lamp in his parlor, can he possibly say, quote, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp, but my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp? The truth is that all men alike can use the light of a lamp, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, does things differently. Though all men alike can make use of light in this world, and Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gives choshek, darkness, to all alike in this world, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, in the time to come, Hazman al-Labo will say only to Yisrael, will say only to Israel, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But upon thee, the Lord will arise. Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. Umi ori kiva orek ukavodiyo alaik zarach. Ki hine ha choshek yikaseh eret va'erafel aleumim v'alayik yizrach Yahuwah ukavodo alayik yaraeh. Arise, kumi, ori, ki ba, orek, shine, for thy light is come. Hear, 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 he who be, we be, speaking to she. Kumi, ori, ki ba, orek, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Ukavod Yahuwah alayik zarach, and the glory of Jehovah, ukavod Yahuwah, ukavod Yahuwah, ukavod, and the glory, Yahuwah, of he who be, we be, of Jehovah, alayik zarach, is risen up on thee, I, speaking to she. Ki hine, for behold, ki hine ha choshek, darkness, yikaseh eretz, shall cover the eretz, the earth, the earthly plane. Wa erafel le'umim, and gross darkness, wa erafel, and the erafel, gross, thick darkness. Wa erafel le'umim, the peoples. We alaik yizrach Yahuwah, but up on thee I, speaking to she, he who be who he be, will arise. We alaik yizrach Yahuwah, u kavodo alaik yaraeh, and his glory, u kavodo, and his kavod, his kavod, his glory, shall be seen up on thee. Alayik yara'eh, u kavodo alayik yara'eh. Umi ori ki ba orek, u kavod Yahuwah alayik zarach. Ki hine ha choshek yikaseh eret, wa erafel leumim, we alayik yizrach Yahuwah, u kavodo alayik yara'eh. Rav Chanina also said, the words, even the words in Psalm 145 and 9, the Lord is good to all. Ovi Yahowa Lakol. He who be who he be, Jehovah, is good to all. Tobi Yahowa Lakol. To Yahowa Lakol. He who be who he be, good. He who be who he be, To Yahowa Lakol. Lakol. To all. This means that Yahowah, that Jehovah, he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, is good, is Tob, Tawab, Tob, to all, only in this world. But it is said of the Olam Haba, the world to come, in the Hazaman, Zaman Labo, in the time, in the Iwa to come, do good, O Lord, to those that are good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 125, verse 4. Hey tivah Yahuwah la tovim ve li sharim be libotam. Do good. Hey tivah. Hey tivah Yahuwah. O he who be who he be. La tovim. To the tovim. To the good. Heitibah Yahuwah Latobim. Do good, O Jehovah, to the good. Wilisharim Bilibotam. And to them that are upright, Wilisharim. Are upright, Isharim, Wilisharim. In their hearts, Bilibotam. Heitibah Yahuwah Latobim. Wilisharim Bilibotam. Even so, Mordecai and Esther were a darkness for the Gentiles, for Hagoyim, but for HaYehudim, for the Yehudi, for the Jews, they were a light, a illumination. For it is said, on account of Mordecai and Esther, according to Esther chapter 8, verse 16, HaYehudim, the Yehudi, the Jews, had light and gladness and joy and honor. LaYehudim hayta hora v'simcha v'sasona v'kar. And the Yehudis, and for the Yehudis, LaYehudim, LaYehudim hayta hora v'simcha. And for the Yehudi, for the black Jews of Persia, La Yehudim Haita Ora, light, with Simcha, Simcha, and gladness, with Sason, and Sason, joy, Sason, we Yikar, and Yikar, and honor. La Yehudim, Haita Ora, we Simcha, we Sasona Wikar. Why is Esther, Esther, called Hadassah? Esther means Esther, the hidden one, Esther, the hidden one, for she remained hidden fast in her chambers. And here, here, Midrash note, a play on the words, the Hebraic words, Esther, Esther in Hebrew, Esther, and Satar, Satar in Hebrew, Satar, hide and retire. Here, 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 a Hebraicism, a play on the words and the name, the Hebrew name, Esther, 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 and Satar, Satar, Hebraically meaning to hide and retire. But she came forth into the world when there was need of her, when there was need of her to give light or to Yisrael. As for her name, Hadassah, of that it is written, even in Esther, Esther chapter 2, verse 7, Mordecai brought up Hadassah, Myrtle, Hadassah meaning Myrtle. Here, 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 Esther chapter 2, verse 7. Vaihi, Omein, Eta Hadassah, he, Esther, and he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther. Vaihi, Omein, Eta Hadassah, he, Esther. And here, here, the Hebrew word Omein, Omain, to bring up, even as a foster parent. Wayahi Omain, Eta Hedasa, He Esatir, and it be, and it Wayahi Omain, and he brought up Et Hadasa, 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 Hadasa. He, she, he Esatir, he Esatir. That is, or she is Esther. Wayahi Omain, Et Hadasa, he Esatir. Hadasa meaning myrtle. It was given to her because of her righteousness. Mordecai, too, was called Hadas, or myrtle. This being a name for righteous men, as in the verse, even the verse from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8, I saw a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees. Aiti halaila wehine isha rokeva al susa adom vihua omed baina ha hitasim ashara ba mitzula ve achrayo wasusima edumima serukima uale vanim. I saw in the night, aiti halaila, and behold, wehine a man, ish, wehine ish, riding upon a red horse, wehine isha rokeba al susa adom, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, wehu omed debeina hahidasim ashera ba mitzula, and behind him there were horses, we'achrayoa susim, red, sorrel, and white, edumim, serukim, uale banim. I saw a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees. Aiti, ish, rokev, al sus, adom. Wahu omed bain ha hidasim, like a myrtle tree, hadas, whose odor is good and whose taste is bitter. So Mordecai and Esther were a light to Yisrael, to Israel, and Choshek, and darkness to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane. Do not wonder at this, for of Mitzrayim of Egypt, of Kemet. One verse reads, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22, there was a darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22, Vayehi Choshecha Efela Bikola Eretza Mitzrayim Shelosheta Yamin, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt, all the land of Kemet, 3 days. Wayehi Choshecha Efela Bikol Eretza Mitzrayim Shloshet Yamin. One verse reads as such, and the next verse says, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings, even here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 23. Ulekol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam, but all the b'nei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, had light, illumination in their dwellings. Ulekol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam. And so Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, says to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, even as I have done in this world, so will I do in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But upon thee, upon the eye, the Lord will arise, and his glory shall be seen up on thee, seen upon the eye. Seen? Ki hine ha chosheka ye kasehereta wa erafela le umima we alaika yizrach Yahuwah u kobodo alaik yaraeh. For behold, ki hine ha choshek darkness ha choshek ye kasehereta shall cover the earth, the earthly plain, wa erafela le ummim, and gross darkness, and erafel, the ummim, the peoples, wa erafel le ummim, we alayik yizrach Yahuwah, but up on the eye, he who be who he be, Jehovah will arise, ua kabodo, and his glory, alayik, upon the eye, speaking to she, speaking to the corporate soul of Yisrael, we, alayik Yizrach Yahuwah, u kobodo alayik Yara'eh, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, upon the eye, his glory shall be seen, 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 seen.
Here. This is part of the Midrash study here for Psalm 22, just the first three perakim sections. But this part here, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, arise, arise, kumi uri, for thy light is come, saying to she, speaking to the soul of Jah people right here. I'd like to share this, Iki Levi, Hebrew, Rasta Hebrew man right here. This tune right here, Ori, Yisrael, shine. Oh, Yisrael, shine. Shine on, Beta Yisrael.
Thank you. vegan, con manteca, mince, también de cobera.
כף בית למנצח על איילת השחר מזמור לדוד 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 אלי אלי אלי
my god my god my god my god my god
אלי אלי
why hast thou forsaken me
why hast thou forsaken me lamma azabtani azabtani azabtani
azabtani azabtani why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring oh my god I cry in the daytime but thou hearest not and in the night season and am not silent but thou art holy
thou art holy thou art holy ve'ata kadosh kadosh
kadosh oh thou that inhabitest the praises of israel of israel of israel of israel of israel
yoshev tehillot israel 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 israel
our fathers trusted in thee they trusted and thou didst deliver them they cried unto thee and were delivered they trusted in thee and were not confounded but I am a worm and no man a reproach of men and despised of the people all they that see me laugh me to scorn they shoot out the lip they shake the head saying he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him let him deliver him seeing he delighted in him but thou art he that took me out of the womb thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him.
all ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, done this, done this, done this, done this.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The whole place is due for
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can like
I and I are the black Jews, and Israel King is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I and R I Negro, I Negro, I Negro, I Negro.
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.